The death of bin Laden will have an impact on U.S. foreign policy beyond the Middle East. That is the view of Jeffrey Bader. Jeffrey Bader was President Obama's top China advisor until mid-April. He says his old boss is going to get something of a boost from the successful mission against bin Laden in Pakistan.
When the President of the United States is seen as a strong figure acting with resolve and determination, that has a profound impact on policy generally, not just on the issue at hand. I think back 30 years ago to the failure of another helicopter mission launched by President Carter that aborted in the Iranian desert, and that basically sealed the fate of the Carter administration. It defined the Carter presidency, and it had a profound impact on the perception of the U.S. globally. This mission was executed brilliantly from start to finish. It demonstrated patience, resolve, determination, and above all, ability to act. So this will be seen throughout the region, throughout the world, as a demonstration that the United States has the ability, has the will and the ability to defend its national security interests when those are threatened. And that will help us in all manner of situations.
Could it also work against us, though, because that's the take that many extremists, anyway, extremist elements have, that the United States packs a punch and uses it at will. And if this is a sign of the U.S. moving into what's considered sovereign territory of Pakistan, could this have the opposite effect? And I'm asking you this as someone who has had to deal with extremist elements in Indonesia, Malaysia, and elsewhere.
I think the strength is always respected more than weakness. The ability to act sends a powerful message to extremists. I don't want to cite bin Laden as a great authority on this, but for this particular purpose, you'll remember 10 years ago him saying that the his part of the world, they admire the strong horse. Well, we now see who the strong horse is. We've seen it in the last 24 hours.
You're just 2 weeks out of the Obama administration right now. As someone who had to conduct U.S. foreign policy in key areas, including, as you say, predominantly Muslim nations of Indonesia, Malaysia, and also as Obama's top China advisor, how would your job and the job now of your successor be changed as of today?
Anyone dealing with any foreign country, particularly a major player like China, will feel that his hand is strengthened. It will be seen as a demonstration of American resolve and determination. Whenever you're engaged in any foreign policy discussion or any foreign policy issue, the question on the minds of your interlocutor is, do they mean what they say and can they execute what they say? That is always a question. If in an instance like this, it is done so effectively and with the patience and determination that this one was, then that sends a message to your interlocutor, whether it's Chinese or whoever he is, that the same qualities will be brought to bear in our interactions and our relations with them. Not the same actions, of course, but the same methodical, determined, and resolved approach. That helps your interaction. That means that you are taken seriously.
Jeffrey Bader, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Jeffrey Bader served on the National Security Council staff under President Barack Obama. He is now a visiting scholar at the Brookings Institution.